Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Q&A with Damian Turco, Turco Legal, on mobilizing the legal community, defending civil rights and the rule of law. Damian Turco, founder and managing partner of Turco Legal PC, a boutique family law firm in Massachusetts, recently spearheaded a powerful statewide legal initiative. As the immediate past president of the Massachusetts Bar Association and board member of Lawyers for Civil Rights, Turco organized a major event that galvanized the legal community to defend civil rights and the rule of law. By pledging 10% of his firm's profits to LCR, Turco hopes to inspire other law firm leaders to take bold action. Moving forward, Turco plans to continue building partnerships and hosting educational programs to keep the momentum going in advocating for justice and equality. Trump's 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite could inflate U.S. EV production costs. The Trump administration has introduced a 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite imports, a key material for making electric vehicle batteries. This move could raise production costs for U.S. automakers, particularly those heavily reliant on Chinese graphite, like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN. This decision may impact the future of electric vehicle production in the United States.
Daitch Rogers adds Survivor Services Coordinator to firm. Daitch Plus Rogers has added Nasha Robertson as Survivor Services Coordinator to provide comprehensive support to crime victims pursuing legal action. Robertson will assist clients with access to resources like counseling and safe shelter, explain victim rights, and provide updates on their case progress. Her role aims to reduce re-traumatization during the legal process and ensure survivors are treated with care and respect. With a background in victim advocacy, Robertson's expertise will be crucial in demystifying the legal process for clients. Daitch Rogers focuses on helping survivors of violent crime obtain compensation and necessary care for true recovery. Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC NASDAQ BREA announces Juve Stabia roster moves ahead of 2025-26 Serie B season. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, has made significant roster moves for its portfolio club SS Juve Stabia ahead of the 2025-26 Serie B season. Sporting director Matteo Lovisa has extended his contract for 2 years, and Ignazio Abite, former Italian national and AC Milan player, has been appointed head coach. New signings include goalkeeper Alessandro Confente, right-back Lorenzo Carassoni, and striker Tomi Petrovic. The club also completed a profitable transfer of forward Andrea Adorante to Venezia after a successful 30-goal season. Preseason training started on July 10th in Castel di Sangro, with the first match scheduled for August 15th against Lecce in the Coppa Italia Frecciarossa.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.